Before the school year ends, nearly 400,000 eighth graders in Texas will have chosen a career path, one of five specific areas of study adopted by state lawmakers. There's STEM, which focuses mostly on math and science. There's business and industry, public service, arts and humanities, and there's a category with mostly advanced courses called multidisciplinary studies. The choice eighth graders are required to make is huge. It will determine which courses they begin taking when they enter high school this fall. It's like being asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? But for real.
I would like to either do like something in photography or digital media, having to do like making movies and stuff.
14-year-old Sabrina Schramm already knows what she wants to do, but not all of her classmates at the Young Women's Leadership Academy in Fort Worth are so sure.
I have no clue what I want to do, but hopefully it will come to me.
Dorothy Isker is an A student who does well in many subjects, but choosing a specific career path in eighth grade?
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure because, you know, you don't want to make the bad decision because once you're on a path, you should stay with that path.
Helping Dorothy and Sabrina decide where they'll specialize is their counselor, Bethany Skipper. She makes sure they know all students get the same basic courses, and if they want to change their specialty, they can.
As a counselor, I also want to deal with the emotional side of, okay, you're picking a choice, but, you know, I'll tell you right now, this doesn't mean that we're with this till the very end. We're just going to take these classes, and if a choice needs to be changed, then we come back to the drawing board.
Skipper admits her biggest challenge is in the numbers. She alone counsels 285 students. She tries to meet with each of the eighth graders individually at least once, then holds group meetings, parent nights, and sends information to the students' homes. State Board of Education Chair Barbara Cargill recently told state lawmakers the counselor-to-student ratio statewide is even higher. It's 1 to 400. And with the myriad of new graduation choices, that worries Cargill.
They will meet with a whole class of students. So you'll have one counselor meeting with the English class. So how does that individual student understand the effect of maybe not taking the foreign language requirement? Are they going to understand down the road that their college requires that?
State Board of Education members have sent a letter to lawmakers urging them to provide more money in the next state budget to hire additional counselors. While Fort Worth says it's scrambling some to make sure parents and students understand the new process, Deputy Superintendent Michael Sorum says the transition has been pretty smooth, in part because Fort Worth's high schools already steer students toward areas of specialization. Sorum believes the new career paths introduced at the beginning of high school may prevent students from dropping out.
There's a huge problem nationally with children getting into high school in their ninth grade year and failing a lot of courses. I'd much rather launch them into high school with some direction so that they become part of a community with a goal in mind, as opposed to just saying, I'm a ninth grader, welcome to high school, sink or swim.
Fort Worth's high schools will offer all of the five career areas, but not at every school. The Young Women's Leadership Academy will offer three. Both Sabrina and Dorothy have chosen to focus on digital media studies, which would lead to diplomas with endorsements in the business and industry track. Dorothy says she just went with what interests her now, but
I might want to choose a way different path, like being a lawyer or something like that.
At age 14, Dorothy says she's just not ready to decide. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.